You hear me now? Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down.
Grind, father. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
That's right, listener. It's that time of year again. It's Dr. Rocker's pre-Christmas check-in, where I check in with the woke boys, and we'll get to them in just a moment. 2 weeks till Christmas. It's 4 a.m., 20 minutes till that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing in Wisconsin. As I mentioned, I'm the aforementioned Dr. Rocker, and to my left, as always, is Winter's Bone Meat.
Out of the frozen mist. There stands a man. Out of the blizzard snow, it's me, Winter's Bone Meat.
And to his left, the holiday horny toad himself, Trent Trout.
I would like to apologize for frasering all over everything. Now, how would you feel about killing a Christmas goose? I'm sorry, I saw that and I was like, that's got to be the intro.
That's the one.
It's got to be. That was pretty good. I mean, this is a Frasier heavy episode, I feel like. We've been
going about Frasier heavy podcast, perhaps.
It's not a bad thing. I feel like it's a good thing. I feel like this is
moving just the shot in the arm it needed. Oh man. So I have lots of black notebooks.
Tabmaster, where are we?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Four black notebooks, and none of them are the one I'm looking for.
I believe it's bacon for breakfast, right? Yes.
Well, we could start with that, I suppose. Why not? I mean, do it in order. That keeps me straight. I swear to God, I typed in the same thing I always do, and they did not give me my usual pick. What do we think?
I like that one better.
I do. It's like slower. It's like.
I like it.
Yeah, it's different. It's different.
A little it's swanky. Bluesy.
Yeah. All right. Well, in that case, we do. That was the idea. I think it's got a Batman from that '93 cartoon, cape flapping in the wind. It makes no sense, but it works.
Excellent.
In case you're ever looking for it to spice things up in the bedroom at home.
That 90s Batman with the big ass titties. You got those nips, those nips sticking out in that costume.
Exactly. Big ass
pecs. Y'all know. Go ahead, watch the movie.
100%. to that end, has anyone had any holiday run-ins with those Mississippi hippos?
Well, seeing those hounds sniffing around for that cup of cheese down by the tooth.
Ooh. Mm. What's that?
It's the giant tooth in Chautauqua. It's right across the street from the Quick Trip.
Of course, that's probably where they hang out and smoke pot.
Right.
To those eagle listeners.
Dentists also like to hang out there because they know you're going in there for those chicken sandwiches, those the candy aisle, a little bit of soda, and then you got a toothache, you got to go straight across the street. That's all I buy these things. Right. So we did that. I myself, run-ins with the law. I don't know. I saw them flashing their lights at the parade. That was kind of a thing, a Christmas parade. Got to make sure there's no
loonies out
there.
It's safe to go back to the parade.
Well, as long as there's like a tank on every corner, which there are now.
God bless America.
Exactly. I got to watch it from the dock. I'm going, okay, they got the lights going. That's kind of adding to the Christmas spirit. Everyone's flashing some sort of shiny doodad.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Why not a white and blue police siren?
They want to feel involved too. Hey, we also have collars. Look at us. Mm-hmm. You know, right?
Yeah. What about you, Trent? Any post calls?
Do I? So your old boy here was getting off of work, and I decided to go to the gas station and you know, get gas, like, you know, one does when they need gas. And I pull in the gas station, and a cop pulls up behind me, and I honestly didn't think anything of it because, you know, he didn't have his lights on. It wasn't like he came flying in behind me. And I'm pumping gas, and he like walks like right up to me, like to my face, and he's like, "Hey, you know, you have a headlight out." And I'm like, "Fuck!" Ooh. And your old boy here, you know, I've been, I'm not one for having a beer after work with a homeowner, so I may or may not have had a beer or two with the homeowner. Okay. So like, and this guy was like in my face, and I'm trying not to like, you know, like breathe on him clearly, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. I'm just like, I look at my, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, well, and there's like literally like I can see like an Advanced Auto Parts or whatever it was like across the street. I was like, oh well, you know, I'll go right over there, and you know, and it's dark out, you know what I mean? It's like 6:30 at night, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So. And he's just like, you got a license? I'm just like, yep, here you go. You know what I mean? Gave it to him. And like, he, you know, ran it. And he's just like, all right. You know, he's just like, fine. And then he just left. I'm just like, oh, thank God. I was just like, oh, dude, holy shit. Like, motherfucker. Didn't see that coming.
His cousin opened up that auto parts store across the street.
So exactly.
Something like that. Yeah. Dude, yeah. I mean, whatever I said or whatever I did, it was the right thing. Because he was like, all right, yeah, well, all right, well, be on your way then.
Did
like,
you
cool.
go to there and get it fixed right away?
Fuck yeah, I did. That's a sign from
you did.
God. Hell yeah, dude. Dude, it was the advertising cold, works. Dude, I don't know if you remember. It was like it was about a week ago. It was like really cold for those like there was like a couple days where it was like really cold out. It was like that night. It was cold. It was windy. I'm in a parking lot. I've never changed these headlights before. I'm like struggling with like a flashlight in my mouth, like swearing like with the flashlight in my mouth. Yeah, it was wonderful. Let me tell you. Like, yeah, I want to. Oh, God, like fucking goddamn pigs. Like with my fucking flashlight in my mouth. Yeah, no. So that was my
pretty hairy stuff for sure.
Yeah, no, I got lucky.
Like you're pumping gas, leaving the fucking.
I know that's well. That's why I didn't think anything of it. You know, you're getting off of work. You know, I had I wasn't drunk. I only had two beers.
That tail light
honestly
must have
still
just
enough
went
for
out
a cop
too,
to like.
For...
If
I
would have
just
to,
like kept my eyes on like that little like television and then been like, I paid for this. you know, it's like, don't interrupt me. Just wait.
You just like, you don't say anything. You
just wait.
Fart real like, loud and get back in your truck and just leave.
Throw your keys down the gutter and be like, what car? And
then like midway away, through, you pull out a little notebook and then write down something from my, and you're like taking notes on the television and just put it away. Don't worry about that. All right, can I help you?
Right, like that gas station TV, it's talking to you. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm listening to this. Hold on, man.
Well, listeners, I hope that's all been helpful. Those are the things you should do when you're in a tight spot like that. Really, real ambush.
I know, right, dude. Yeah, I feel like, once again, I've had about 9 lives. At this point, I'm on my 7th when it comes to that type of shit. So, I've, like, yeah.
You, like, built up a bunch of good karma early.
Something, man. I don't know what it is, but specifically with just that, it's just, like, all of a sudden, like, a cop will come out of nowhere, and, like, I definitely am not, you know... Like, you know, they're definitely in the right to fuck with me, and they leave me alone. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, all right, cool. Like, I don't question it. I just, you know, leave it alone. So, seems to be working out so far. So,
lick these boots, officer.
I'm not getting cocky. No. Hear me, universe, right now. I'm not getting cocky. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out. It's been really weird. That has not been my experience in my youth. I will say that. Usually 9 times out of 10, they're like, you're coming with me. Book them, Dano. Seriously.
12 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell ourselves we're doing in Wisconsin. Speaking of, just putting the time out there. Should we maybe hit a few of these?
Hell yeah.
Since we have so many.
I don't know what you're going to say. Say it.
What am I going to say?
Some of those smoke mails.
Smoke mails, yeah, that's it. You got it.
Bing, bing.
All right, we'll just start with the first one. And you can 100% be heard on the show just by texting or dialing 414-YO-YO-CAL Those are zeros. The cow is spelled with a K, just like Jiz Davenport did. Hey, this is Jiz Davenport. If you're going to be reading my text out loud, beautiful, you're going to have to talk in a sexy baritone. It is the Jiz Davenport way. Begin speaking in a sexy baritone. Well, Christmas is upon us, and you don't want to find yourself in a sticky situation. You're going to want to buy yourself the best present, but you find yourself buying crap toys for spoiled children and their families. And don't get me started on that sexy shoveling. The heat off my pecker is enough to melt the snow as it is.
Oh.
First it gets sweaty, then it gets sticky.
Oh, shit.
Then it gets stinky, fellas. And then it melts that snow. I could shovel my whole driveway with a broom once I'm out there, as they say. Come to think of it, I have a product I want to pitch you guys.
Oh, shit.
Give you the first bite of the apple, as they say. It's an attachable little snow shovel for your penis. You get God the pecker it. Hot, and Jesus it's pretty Christ. Much a steam shovel, like a hot knife through butter.
Oh,
your driveway
man.
Will never look better. With only a $2,000 investment, we will be rich by Christmas. What do you say, fellas? Does Jiz Davenport have your interest? I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
Okay, I feel like two things are off the bat, right? If we buy
there
if
a picture
we
or anything,
this product, his name cannot be attached to it.
Jiz Davenport, that's a great name.
Yeah, you can't sell you know how, a you shovel know how some to names... the masses. It's attached to your cock with Jiz Davenport.
Well,
it's got to be something
to this
a little
picture
more streamlined.
Attached, you well, according you know? To this picture attached, there is in fact
like the Davenport.
Like, a,
like, gotta leave
it's
out
a
the
silver
Jiz. Just call
cock
the
hold on now, hold on. Let's hear this picture. Go on, Rack. What's
okay,
going on?
Imagine a silver cock ring with like a shovel attached to it. That's buried in the snow.
I feel like there's
is
a lot of mentions
snow?
Of
is there like a size
you
adjustments or what?
Small or large.
No choices. Medium?
No medium.
Mm.
tough for all you average kings out there.
Well, I feel like I know a jeweler that can resize a ring or two, so if you fellas need medium-sized cock fellas, you come to me. I'll help you out, all right?
Okay.
Numbers one.
Do we add to the small one, or do you take away from the big one?
I mean,
question.
Are you asking me? I mean, I'll do whatever they want. $20 is $20.
Secretly the jeweler. Oh, okay.
No, I'm the middleman between the jeweler. I'm just hooking them up. I'm not touching this cock ring.
What
no,
do
no,
you?
No.
Would you guys try it? Would you guys try this thing out or what? You shovel your driveway with this cock ring shovel, steam shovel. I think it's it.
I feel like
can you
it
shovel
depends on
anything
the snow,
off? Like,
right?
What if it?
Like you got those.
Well, I think since it's made of metal,
snows,
that it like your the heat coming from the root gets the metal hot.
Yeah.
What if there was snow on your favorite vagina?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Oh, he
snow.
You know,
oh.
Well,
on your
oh yeah.
Vagina.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay.
You know, like
shovel it first, and then you warm it up.
Okay. That sounds like more like bedtime fun. That's not for foot. This is like for a workman's shovel, you know.
I'm talking more like when a lady falls asleep in the snow, you know, she gets out of her car, she's too wasted.
Then well, you tuck her into bed nicely, I would imagine, right?
Well,
unless you're
shovel
married
her,
to her, I guess.
You shovel her off first.
You gotta shovel the walkway. What if you like go around your neighbors and like offer to shovel their like driveway, and then you just like take out your cock ring shovel and start shoveling? How long do you think it would take before they would call the cops on you?
I mean, I feel like it's like it. Instantaneous. I mean, anybody that sees you on it's on site, right? I mean, and like you better hope that the crazy guy across the street that's got a big dog doesn't let him out. Like, oh shit, hot dog,
right.
Hot dog.
How do you imagine this working? Are you on your knees?
Yeah,
scooting
right.
Down?
Also good. I
mean, for the well endowed fellas, I think you gotta right. Wear it around kind of like the head, right? It's not
pants
like a
around
basic
your ankles,
thing.
And then you kind of.
It's cold
that's like,
outside.
More like a plow.
Yeah, so even if you're well endowed, you're
around.
Still gonna be. It's not gonna
also,
be as big as
this
it would
year,
be if you're in the summer. And no one snow
like
shovels
some,
in the summer. That's ridiculous.
You know how some like years names will get popular? Like this year the popular new name seems to be Jiz or Jizzy.
Okay.
Like,
dude,
it's coming up
Jiz
more.
Used to be in like an aristocrat
to.
Name, you know?
Right.
It used to be like a name meant for like the royals.
It like seems like
Jiz.
It's coming back around this year.
Is it?
I think that like
I don't know. I don't pay
yeah.
enough attention to that. Mm-hmm. I'll take your word for it.
Jeffrey like a month ago, and now we got Davenport. Sure. I mean, that's two right off the bat.
Right. Oh, yeah. All right. That's two. I feel like we need a third to really round this out. I don't know. Two doesn't I don't know.
I mean, why
I'm
don't you name
man.
Your next...
I like an odd number.
You name your next child Jizzy, and let's square that
circle.
Yeah,
if it's a boy, you got to go Jizzum. I don't know if I like that, though. I know. Won't, won't.
What about Jizz Lance?
Jizzlandia?
Jizz Lance. And then Les Smith. Jizz Lance Smith.
6 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves we're doing. Just putting that out there.
It is.
So getting to my checklist here, I want to ask the table, has anyone got their Christmas lights up yet? Holiday decorations, if you will.
Sad.
I'm
kind of
like in a
Christmas
funk.
Oh, are you? I was like that last year.
That's this is my test.
I'm gonna get a tree last year.
I'll give you a score at the end of it, but I just want to get the pulse of the room real fast. So that's a no for both of you. No lights
outside, but we have all of our stuff set up inside, and like the outside's on me, so that's on me.
No tree for me this year.
Whoa.
I didn't know tree last year. I was in a funk.
Nothing.
I was like, meh, fuck Christmas. That's how I felt last year. That's how I was last
It's like pretty funny, too, because, you know, I just released my Christmas album, you know what I'm saying? December Man Cometh. And it turns out it's a huge hit. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
dude, it just like
no one I know has heard it yet.
You think that you'd be like piping off of it? Like I went to a party the other day, like I like people were like playing it and shit. Like I wasn't even there. I like walked in and they're like had a blaring. You know,
damn, that's cool.
People are getting it down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
one's getting around.
No,
town.
I just kind of think now. I think I just like put so much Christmas spirit out there like last year because I recorded it on Christmas. You know,
right.
There's nothing helps. To give anymore. You know, there's nothing for me.
Whoa, you didn't recharge your batteries? Am I hearing that somebody's losing the Christmas spirit? I feel like we need to help somebody here regain the Christmas spirit.
Hey, not the first time this podcast has pulled someone,
I mean,
myself included.
You know, I don't want to, you mean, it's blatantly obvious that you guys, you know, you have kids and
I didn't get a tree last year, so like, dude, I know how it goes. Like sometimes you kind of go through that, like
you could get a sarcastic palm tree.
You could do that.
It would be easy.
Or you could get the old the Snoopy Christmas tree, like the looks like a branch with like
cut
two
the top off
ornaments on it,
like a real one. Yeah, just get a real small one.
Yeah.
But for what? Like just so like a like action star Santa can like give me
because
a video
it's
game.
Christmas
like I'll just buy my own video game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hear you. It's one of those things where you just kind of. I don't know, man. At some point, you feel like you're going through the motions, right? You know?
All right. How many elves Christmases on shelves sometimes. Have you hidden this year?
Oh, dude. Don't even. I hate that thing.
I have a Saru on a shelf, and I did it once.
Okay.
A Saru, you know?
You have a Saru, too?
Yeah, I do that. That's like our elf on the shelf.
I put my Saru on a poo.
He's I put him like by a toy that I got like an automaton.
You know what I'm not into is this Snoop on a stoop. That's not clever. It's not funny.
I don't like how he tricked everybody too, and he's like, I quit smoking, but it was like an ad for like some
tell us about
smoke
that.
Thing.
Yeah, he didn't quit smoking.
That's what I've been told through like what I've been hearing from like
I heard from Jump that it was all a scam and everybody knew it.
Well, if you actually listen to like when he said like I quit, like he never said he quit smoking weed. He just like I quit smoking, and like his product was like smokeless like barbecue or some dumb shit. I don't know. Nice. If you look at him, dude, he's got. Okay, I was at a liquor store. He has three different wines and like they're all like one of them is called 19 Crimes, and it's like his like weird ass looking face on there with like
he does 19 crimes.
That's his wine. That's I saw. Okay. I literally saw it at a wine store.
You could like, say he did. You could say store, he like, 2 days ago. Downed 19.
It
crimes.
Sucks. By the way, did you drink that shit?
No, I don't. I'm not a. Here's sucks. The thing. Wine for me after like two glasses gives me like an instant fucking headache. The tannins and shit, dude. I can't fuck with wine.
What are you drinking, red or white?
Usually red. Because, like the only time I really drink.
That's
red.
Why. You gotta do like a nice. Yeah, nice white.
Here's the thing. I don't enjoy never. White wine. White wine to me is like I don't scotch. Either. I don't like scotch.
It's red makes your blood hot. And
I like,
but it tastes
so
like,
good.
White
yeah.
Is,
especially with
bad.
Like a meal. Are you kidding me? Like a steak with like red wine or like a nice. Oh, dude.
Whoa,
I don't know.
Whoa,
something
whoa,
about a good
what
wine.
About a nice Champers?
Guys,
how come
guys,
no
guys,
one does like Champers?
What is Champers?
Guys. 20 seconds. You got 20 seconds. Real quick, I'm going to ask you, Trent, what's in your piz?
I got me some Jingle Bells.
Okay, very good. All right. And what about you, Winter Bones Meat?
I got some pine cones with some evergreens leaves.
Perfect. I myself am doing that Mighty Mistletoe. Is that the old standby?
Yeah, I think so.
Hell yeah. It's a thing for us smooth swinging bachelors yourself.
In December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth,
that was not enough. Not enough in there. Did that come through? I know that I had a little snafu.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. I don't want to shoot the whole Christmas wad just yet. We got a lot of ground to cover between now and then.
This is
just a pre-holiday check-in.
The preamble.
You got 2 weeks to get those lights up, get that tree going, where we listeners will stay on you about it. My next question, since we are past the 20, of course, what holiday specials have you been watching? We all know the big one came out this week. We'll get to that. But in addition to that, what have you been watching?
I haven't even had the Christmas spirit to even watch a single one. The only thing I watch like this is called Pookie Lives, and it's about like it's like a Furby, but not a Furby, and then it like comes to life because of some sort of like internet like curse or whatever, and it goes like on a killing rampage, and it's like right before Christmas. It's pretty much it. It's called Pookie Lives.
Doesn't sound very good to me.
It was like from the people who did like so the only reason why I watched it was like from the people who did like the new Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
good.
It had like Wesley from like Star Trek, and then it had like that red haired girl from like that computer game show, you know?
I know. I'm imagining her though.
I don't know why I can't think of what that show is called, but like
I'm seeing an Amy Pond type. Is that where you're leaning, Nick?
She was on like Supernatural. Her name was Charlie. She's been on a bunch of things. She's like a red haired like nerd girl, you know, that everyone like lusts over, you know.
Oh boy. I like a redhead, but not when it's so obvious, especially the nerdier. They get, you know?
The nerdier, the redder hair, the better, I say. Right?
Well, better, but formula. Like when, you know, everybody sees it too, it's like, you know, like it, that doesn't really work as well.
It's like she has to do is take her glasses off and let her hair
like
down,
you find
she's
these,
hot.
Like,
it's like she was hot before. Like, come on. Oh, right, oh, like, it's a magic. Like, what the fuck? Like,
if you go on the redhead's Tumblr, for example, like that's a dangerous rabbit hole to get into, right? Everybody's worshiping these damn reds.
Them Cincinnati's.
The red bushes are coming. The red bushes are coming.
That's I watched, speaking of what we've been watching, I watched an episode of Smallville I can't talk about, but let's just say, for fans of this pod who love when we talk about bushes, I have a lot to say about one bush in particular next episode. That's a teaser.
What about this Candy Cane Lane? Did anyone watch that one?
No.
Checked it out. It's the new one with
Eddie Murphy.
Correct.
Gets I've maybe seen the small. Commercial. It looks like watchable. It does. I agree, but I haven't.
What
seen
about
it.
That ludicrous one? I know we talked about it.
Oh, I watched that one. Little Rel Howery. Oh, yeah.
Was it good?
I'm gonna watch that shit. It's like less funny than it should be. It's like, you know, like pretty
right. Ludicrous stinks it up.
Oh no! I don't think any of that. It's fine, but it's not like.
Do you feel
like,
he's a
this movie
good actor?
Feels like it could? Well, I'm saying like if the jokes were punchier. Like, there should have just been more jokes. There were jokes. Like, Santa farts and it smells like cinnamon. That's funny. I want a million of those, though. Don't just give me, like, three or four.
Okay.
Who's a rapper that turned out to be a good actor?
What kind of magic did this black Santa have?
Just the regular Santa stuff. You know.
Toy maker? Sort of,
he sweats glitter and it follows him around.
Okay.
I like that.
Sure.
There's like a few weird ones like that. I actually don't even know if I 100% saw the end. I might have to revisit and re-report next time. I did watch the Tim Allen Santa Claus last night.
I heard that on that set from like a couple co-stars that like he was a real queen. That it was a real bitch.
That's his reputation. I read the Casey Wilson interview too. all that aside, like.
I'm still watching this shit.
Like, are you kidding? Like, and then I get to tell the kids, 30 years ago, I saw this in a movie theater, and he took Santa's pants. Never forget that he stole Santa's outfit and became Santa that way. No matter how this show likes to gloss over some of that stuff.
I don't think so,
I don't want to get off topic real quick, but have you shown your kids the original Matthew Broderick Inspector Gadget?
Oh, I thought you were going to
It hasn't come up, no.
Are you waiting for that moment, or you think it's ever going to come up if they don't know about it, or what? Are you going to like leave a couple Easter eggs around with it?
You just mentioned it, but some
things are a tough sell. I don't know if I would shoot my wad on that one.
You still got that toy?
You know, I still got that McDonald's toy.
That McDonald's,
you like leave it out behind some glass so they can't like smudge it up, but they see it though.
Oh yeah, that's interested. That's the move right there. I got it. Just
you hide it in a closet, and when they see, it, be like, close that closet.
You got to get Matthew Broderick
throw
to sign
it. Over it.
That'll make it worth, like, once he dies, that thing will be worth, like, fucking, like, 10 grand probably if you get that thing signed by him. Get a picture with you signing it, too. Dude, yeah. I think it's worth a little. That'd be worth some
You should get it, like, signed. You should get the Matthew Broderick one signed by, like, the French Stewart. You know, by French Stewart. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The second one.
This is a picture of Sean Connery by Roger Moore.
What was that line he used to have in Third Rock by the Sun? Oh, God damn it.
Uh-oh.
I can't remember. I lost it. I had it, and then it was gone. Never mind. Moving on.
The wrong one. We're moving on.
We're moving on.
Our good old sports minute right here. Right. Sports minute.
Cricket. Nobody understands cricket. You got to know what a crumpet is to understand cricket.
So every week we do this, I guess I should say, I go on the internet to a very terrible internet connection, and I try to pull up this 7-second clip from Ninja Turtles that no one remembers, and then I introduce it for our Sports Minute segment. This week it was Army versus Navy was the big game. Not bad.
And the results?
Army wins.
Army wins!
I saw it on a Facebook GIF, so it has to be true.
Do you think it's because they're Army strong? Remember that was a campaign?
Well, that's because like the Army's not that's because they're not playing in water. Like if they were playing in water, then obviously the Navy would win. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's kind of like the old theory. If it was you against a shark, you would clearly beat the shark on land. The shark would beat you in water, but then it would come down to the bicycle. So it kind of probably, you know, come down to that, right? You're like,
can't they do like water polo, like on opposite years? You know,
fair is fair.
Yeah, like
that's almost like football.
You know, like they switch it off. Yeah, right. Sure. Why not? I feel like there should be some sort of mix up. Make it interesting. Sports should always have a mix-up.
I mean, you know, most of them don't swim very well. I mean, it would be like pretty what, sweet. What,
them Navy boys? Like, I thought they just kicked them off a battleship and made them try to get back on. Wasn't that like?
No, the yeah, they swim. They swim plenty.
I've seen YouTube's, yeah, they're like better YouTube at like swimming underneath them, jumping like off a battleship just into the ocean, and like there's just like a guy like there with like a gigantic gun shooting at sharks to make sure they don't like eat them. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh dang, that's pretty okay. Yeah. If you shoot one shark, do the other sharks eat that shark?
Oh yeah.
They were just shooting a really big gun into the water.
That seems like a good way
shark fins kind of like in the distance.
You never saw that thing on Shark Week where it's like an orgy but for like eating each other.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Where they just like they can like legitimately eat half their like school of or pod of like sharks. It's cool.
Damn. Yeah.
What about this concerned veteran that like I emailed or I sent over to you? Why don't we read this to everyone?
Okay, if you're willing to riff for just a moment, I can actually cue this up pretty fast. Never mind, I'm pretty much there.
Yeah. Keep going. Keep going. Wait. Nope. Stop.
Then I saw this shark eat the balls off this other shark. You know, I couldn't even believe it. You know,
sent it to me 10 times. Here it is.
Remember when Biden's right. service dog bit that Secret Service member in the balls? Anyways,
here we go. And this is from Anonymous. What's really sad is how the big cable TV stations have gotten. You can't even watch the Army Navy game anymore unless you buy a subscription to a cable or a sports app. It's not like the players are being paid the big bucks. They're not being paid at all. But a veteran on limited income has to pay to watch them play one of the best games of the year. This particular game should be free to all, just saying.
What do you think about this?
I agree.
Go to a bar and watch it?
What about the older veterans? Oh, I guess the VR bar, maybe. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like if they can make an honor flight happen, they can give like veterans free Army Navy games, right? Just I mean, like you can like make it happen.
What about the alcoholics who can't go to the bars?
Right. Yeah,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah, there's
that are veterans
or invalids that are stuck in their bed. Maybe a man that's in a wheelchair from you know.
Like it's got to be on the
some
radio.
Sort of explosion.
Right?
Let's say
the radio. This is what I'm proposing. Everyone is
every veteran or FM
AM. Every veteran gets a VR headset for free, and it only plays the Army Navy game once a year.
What about this? What about when you sign up for the Army or like the Armed Forces, you sign a contract, and in that contract, it gives you like
there's like table package,
free cable, cable for life.
Yeah,
you get all the games. Life. You get like for life.
Yeah, ESPN.
You get cable
HBO,
for life.
Hulu, motherfucking Paramount Plus. With
every year they send you the top like
this
five.
Is a pretty good idea.
They like they send you the top five like streaming services.
Yeah,
and they give you a password. For veterans.
Right. Yeah. And exactly. I agree.
They
it's
give you the password.
It only works one time. You know what I'm saying? So you can't share it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. It's
like
not like
it's
a Netflix
shareable
account.
Code.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like if
Netflix don't even. Does anyone else have an ex-wife always trying to get on their Netflix account? And you can tell because it's like they.
I feel
send
like
you a thing
I feel like
TV.
I feel like winter bone meat. Right? Do I have that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's I feel like right now you are onto something. Now, the Army is trying to recruit the younger generation. What do they want? Free streaming. Now, you give them free
Honestly,
streaming.
Honestly, it's pretty good.
They don't want free college. They want free college. They want free streaming. Give them a free iPhone, free streaming.
I think you're getting it.
I'm talking right now. Like... If I was a recruiter, that's what I would be pitching it right now. We need to give these kids all this dumbass shit they want, and they will sign anything we give them in front of them. That's
Did I just blow
works.
The top off the cable network?
Oh, shit.
I guess.
Would you do it? Would you sign up to go to the Army if that was like, you know, you're kind of leaning on it one way or another? Free
right
cable
now,
for life.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're
that's all it would probably take.
That's pretty good, but I feel like an easier version of that is like free top of the line phone for life. Like, what if you got that?
You should like free headset with like a free like connection to the like radio game.
I'm saying I'm not sure.
Every
I'm
veteran
trust
gets
the
a
Army
free Dodge Hellcat.
No,
you get out of
that's
the
too
Army
much.
And you instantly get.
You're saying the phone is too much. We can't have a phone.
No, the phone is good. I like that. But you wouldn't want a government-issued phone, would you? You wouldn't even use it.
They're all government-issued, my friend. You think they're not? But
like not like a government agent. Oh, like not I like a
sweet,
government
sweet tender bone meat.
You know what I'm saying? I do get it. I do get what you're saying. Yes, care. But like a like if it was like do. Here's you're out of the army, you kind of maybe want to leave it all behind. And then they give you a phone that like you know is connected
you
to the army.
No, I know what you're saying. Away. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, but then you know, then what are you really getting out of it? Like you're not going to okay, throw away your cable.
If you're not the person to go for a phone to incentivize you to join the army, then you're not going to join. Because
exactly.
Of it.
Yeah, you're
but
not
people
the guy.
Will
They're
be
not going
to
waste their time on you.
A
right.
free phone
sure.
for life, and it's got to be such and such quality. Yes, please. Like okay. for life. Right.
That's kind of like the.
I mean, that's sure. That could be a bonus. You know,
it's like $100 a month.
You play your, you make it through 4 years, you get that phone.
All I'm saying is
for life.
Stop,
you know, that could be all right, I guess.
Stop offering college and like offer like a free car or like a house. Like people, you know how hard it is to get a house right now? If you offered, like, if you were a veteran, like, we can guarantee you, like, when you get out of this in 4 years, if you want a house, we'll find you a house. It's like, okay, cool. I can guarantee you a lot of these people would sign up. It's like impossible to find a house right now.
Witcher's bones got to the bottom of
yeah,
the house.
Your family could
crisis.
Move into it now and you would have to like serve wherever.
That's what I mean, right? Yeah, you signed papers right now and you and your pregnant wife can move into a house, like not on an army base, like a house, like wherever the fuck you want in any mm-hmm. state.
Not wherever you want, you gotta take, you're probably take what
well
you
you're probably right at a certain point. Yeah, there's probably gonna yeah there is a housing shortage, which is why houses
they're
are
saying
so
they'll
fucking
give you
expensive.
A house. They're not saying you want to live in that neighborhood, but you're gonna get the house,
you know. And it, like they say there's a housing shortage, which is true,
but then can you sell the house though? Once,
oh,
you
yeah.
own, once you have the
yeah.
okay,
yeah, right
yeah
now,
that's
like,
fine.
Yeah, dude, there's a huge shortage yeah. of, like, especially if you have an affordable, if you have, like, a rich person's home, if you have a, yeah, I mean, that'll probably at some point, like, turn into,
I can tell
like,
you why
thing,
the whole housing crisis is fucked up, and this is, like, real easy to understand. It's, like, all the banks and the billionaires, like, they're no longer, like, buying farmland and all this
yeah.
shit. They're,
oh,
like,
yeah.
buying,
they,
like,
yeah. the, well, they
single
were for
houses,
a while.
Like,
for
family,
a long time,
like,
they bought up a shitload of land
like
in
you know, single family houses, they're like just buying them all up,
I know.
And like
yeah,
the banks
rat,
don't own it, the billionaires own it,
well,
and then now you're trying to
Wall
like
Street.
Compete with your price. Yeah, it's all
no,
fucked up.
It's like, no, you're right, you're on, because like I mean I'm like I you know whatever I kind of follow some of the shit with the stock market mm-hmm. and like as far mm-hmm. as like investing in shit, it's called a REIT, which is like investing mm-hmm. literally in just like the housing market and like apartments and shit mm-hmm. and like as you follow that shit, like it literally like lays all this shit out, and like BlackRock mm-hmm. and all these investment firms have literally been buying up all these properties during the mm-hmm. pandemic and during the foreclosures, and like yeah, you're not wrong, and like they're the ones renting them out.
They buy
they
all the family friendly like homes
yes.
and then they
yes.
also like and, own the like rental like apartments and the rental right. like houses, and then now you're forced to rent from them and actually like not own your home
yes.
but now just like forever pay high price rent. Here's and now they even... get double the house and the rent, so it's like they
but
fuck you.
Here's
you
where know? It gets even more insidious, because I know this oh, shit boy. Because I'm in the building I'm part of the building industry. I work with like new mm-hmm. I do new constructions, so the new construction mm-hmm. industry, they strictly almost always build like $300,000 homes minimum. Mm-hmm. What you know what I mean? Think about that. Like, you know, they need to build homes that are affordable to people that can afford like $150,000 home, and they can build it. You can definitely build entire subdivisions, but you know why they don't? Because it's not worth it. They have to mark it up to at least $300,000 for them to make their what they want to. You know what I mean? And like
they're
you said,
not.
Thank you. And that's exactly what it's all about. Money. They don't give a fuck about people. They don't. And that's where the middle class is just completely, you know, like turning to shit when it comes.
And
to
it's
that.
Like
it's
actually says a lot to. It says a lot about like
you know?
Just like
it's
you
nuts.
Have like people who don't really know trades that much anymore, and you get like
dude.
Out of the whole
yes.
trade market, and then all the people that actually know what they're doing,
yep.
of course they're taking the high price jobs, dude.
Yep.
And because and there's like no one left to actually
dude,
do the
and,
regular
no, no,
jobs.
No,
you know
no,
what I'm saying?
Here's the thing: I take the regular jobs, and I hear mm-hmm. that shit all the time from people. Oh, it's so hard to find people. But here's the thing: like people now have to pay my prices for the smaller jobs, because guess what? Nobody's willing to take them. I'm the only one willing to do them, and it's not like I'm like trying to put like I realize like these people are on a budget, so it's not like I'm trying to fuck these people, but at a certain point it's like the
right.
market is like demanding this rate, like so I'm literally charging the bare minimum. Like I could just go to like literally Oconomowoc and Brookfield to make twice the amount of money, but I'm not, because I don't like dealing with a lot of those people because they're rich assholes. And that's just how I am as a person, you know, like the core of who I am.
A real Johnny Lawrence pre-Cobra Kai.
I just
of course I'm going to hang my TV there. What do you mean I can't take a dump in there?
I'm a traditional 90s guy, you know, minus the Messiah,
I understand. It fits.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, I said, you know, but there's a lot of that. Yeah, it's messed up. I hear you, dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By dialing 414-909-525,
attaboy.
You can 100% be heard, just like our good friend Jethro. Hey, this is Jethro.
Yeah.
I have a great investment for you, and I don't want to put...
Another one? Oh, man.
...toot my own horn, but I have reinvented the wheel if the wheel was a hunting rifle. There's so many problems with hunting. Your hands get cold. You can't be on your phone. You're up in a tree. The list goes on.
Damn.
But with this new setup, you'll be shooting those bucks out of the woods in no time. I have attached a dildo to a shotgun, and I have made sure it is...
Say no more. I'm in. What is it called? What? $5,000? We need 5G. What's your address?
I have to make sure it is safe. I installed a little pulley system attached to the trigger with a rope.
Safety first.
The rifle with ease. Clench your anus and get ready for that fresh medicine.
Laces out.
Also comes with a butt swing that you attach to a tree for 360 precision shooting. Take a look at these pictures if you don't believe me. I don't know why they sent pictures, but they do.
360 precision shooting just sounds like a bunch of worms bumbled together.
You're completely camouflaged shotgun, but instead of like a butt stuck on it, it's like a dildo that's painted camouflage.
Wait, so the dildo's not up front? You have to like, which end of the cock are you holding
it,
your chest?
It goes into your shoulder.
What, the penis end? The head? Tip,
yeah.
Oh, I don't like that. No. I don't know about that. I want the tip facing towards the enemy. Yeah. Danger, well, right? Like, you want the danger end.
I think in this scenario, though, you're not holding it on your shoulder. It seems like you would hold it down.
It's in your butt. Yeah, you put the dildo in your butt, and then, like, the gun
Listen. If this isn't just the marking of...
What are the next pictures? What's the next pictures? Maybe we need to... Maybe... What else can you describe?
I feel like you're explaining this properly to Mark.
I did not scroll down all the way. Okay, so now I'm scrolling.
I mean,
clearly
we're marketing
a certain
pictures. Demographic here.
So now I'm seeing a guy in like a coonskin hat, and he's got a rifle in his arms and a rifle sticking out of his
butt. Is this like a Daniel Boone skin, or is this like one of those like shitty retro like?
What about the swing part? Is there a swing thing?
A little harder to make out, but there's some sort of swing thing on it. Okay.
It's, sounds like, it's like you, Winter Bone Meat, know a lot of details about said. Perhaps.
Okay. So in the picture, the guy's got his pants down like he's shitting in the woods by using a strap to go around his back.
Jesus.
But in this case, he's going to take that rifle and put it up there so that way he can shoot from behind.
But what about the kickback? Like, what are we talking? We said, if you
that's the best part.
That's the best part.
Are we talking about 22? What are we talking about? Yeah, what do you mean the best part?
It looks like you got to bring down the bucks with
the
big shot.
Have you ever shot a 12-gauge shotgun into your shoulder? Older dude, that shit hurts, right? Like, now imagine that in your ass. No, thank you, sir.
Your butt is kind of a cushion, see? Like, you don't have a cushion on your shoulder, do you?
Right, but I mean, I don't have a big ass. I have a tiny, bony ass.
But more, you have more cushion on your butt than
really
you do on
your shoulder. Ask my wife. I do not have a big ass. I mean, you're going to call her right now. I mean, I don't need to front about nothing.
So what do you think, fellas? Is this something we want to invest in? You know, is it something that you think you and your pops can find a tree out in the woods and kind of?
I think when you find
up?
Yourself in the trenches surrounded, you'll be thankful you have it. I'd rather be caught with it than be caught without it.
Attaboy, there you go. I like that slogan. There
a
you
zombie
go.
Apocalypse,
a
one man, one dildo shotgun. You know,
by himself.
The long night. I think I could write that book. I think, you know.
What, like three? Was that like 5 pages?
It's a short one.
It's a short one, but
man puts dildo in ass. Man shoots shotgun. Man has rectum explode. Zombies chase man with anus hanging out of man.
See, I think the thing that is smart about it is that 360, like, run around the tree. You know what I'm saying? You're steady. You're
how
shuffling,
big is this tree? Are you imagining, like, one of those mighty sequoias?
You got to pick out your tree. You know, that's part of the hunt.
Like a willow tree.
You know?
That'd be fun. You could swing from
the
branches.
Oh, a willow tree. Yeah, that's
a
smart
fun,
one.
Right?
Yeah,
like a Tarzan. Oh, you can just kind of go up levels. You can, it could be like a carousel. You can swing around. Just a bunch of zombies trying to grab your feet, like, oh no, no, no! You just shoot them in the head while you're just swinging vine from.
So
vine.
this is why we're getting all these investor things. It's because of that tweet that I put out that one time. Remember, I sent you guys that tweet showing you guys.
Oh,
but
yeah,
like
the tweet. Tell us about that tweet.
Tweet on X saying that you've got any inventors out there who have any inventions that you want to send to us? I gave the number. It was viewed 163 times. So these must be some of them, I guess.
Figure you probably get 1% of them to actually write in. But yeah, that
at least three or four, right?
I know, right? For sure. Worth it every time. Always gives us new stuff to talk about. That's always good.
Notoriety.
Was there any more? Was there any more on this?
One last one, I believe, now that you mention it, from a new writer. Hey, this is Andy Cosmic, and I have a cosmic idea for you. Have you ever had problems training your dog? I'm sure you have. Well, the dog days are gone, my friend.
Oh,
scientifically
shit.
Proven anus dog gland underpants will make training a dog a breeze. The dogs will smell their own dogs. Okay.
I don't know what it says. So, like, this is right now a joke between the two of you, and I would really like.
I don't know. I've never heard this.
All right. I'm sorry. Sometimes they just.
Interesting.
Okay. Scientifically proven anus dog gland underpants will make dog training a breeze. The dogs will smell their own dog scent coming from your anus, and the dog will instantly trust and befriend you.
Oh, Jesus.
And will begin to listen to your every command. Take a look at the picture.
Creepy. See, here's the thing. I need to have access to these pictures.
What does this picture look like?
Looks like a picture
what's going on.
Okay, so there's like a poopy smell coming from something.
Oh, no.
The dog is smelling it. And then there's like a guy with a diaper, and it looks like
what does
like
the dog's face look like while he's smelling it? Is it like a
sniff? That's the part that's hard to make out because it's so far in there.
Right. Because like, well, if you're sniffing poop,
a bunch of like. Chemicals added to it for some reason.
Like made by the scientists, probably. You know,
like chemicals in the poop or chemicals.
It's like
a chemical scent, probably.
I need access to these photos, gentlemen.
Maybe we should host these segments from now on.
These listeners need to kind of.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, a visual. Yeah.
I'll give you access to the.
But you do such a good job describing them. You know. That's the magic radio.
I think that whoever writes in just likes to hear me laughing like an idiot.
It's fun.
I enjoy it.
All right. So out of these three, which one do you think you would invest in?
For to jog your memory, poopy diaper.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are we investing
anal
in?
It's a dog training underpants.
Shotgun dildo.
And then what, a cock shovel? Wasn't there a thing about a cock shovel, right? Is that
good memory,
third?
Yes.
Of course.
It really sticks out, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's
you started
out
the episode
you
saying you wouldn't
your
wear one
in front of your neighbors. Now, if you're like a rural man and you've got no neighbors, I feel like a cock shovel.
No.
So, okay.
What
probably the Buckmaster, huh?
What if your lady gets out of the car and passes out in the driveway?
It's a fair compromise. I agree.
And her skirt's up a little bit, and it's getting snow outside.
Yeah, you help your girl shovel, and she's like, you know, in front of you, and you know, your neighbors are like,
"What if you have to dispose
here?
Of a body, and then you have to like dig a grave?"
I'm not into this whole necrophilia thing. Where are we going, fellas? I draw a line. I'm a freak. But I draw a line in the sand. Across this line, you do not cross.
All right, sorry, we got a little off point. My holiday depression was peeking through. Let's see here.
No, we need to sing a Christmas song. Everybody, and a one and a two.
So the Buckmaster, is that the one, or the underpants, the doggy underpants?
I feel like
it's the cock ring.
Yeah, the cock ring. I honestly feel like that too. I mean, like, it keeps sticking out my.
You started the episode saying you would never wear one.
I see my dog shit all the time. That doesn't affect my like anything.
Is that evident?
I'm not. I clean how much dog shit I clean up. Like
so $2,000. $2,000. Jizz Davenport's in.
The Davenport. 2000? All right. I'll tell you what. No. This is Shark Tank.
It's like $600 a piece.
No. This is Shark Tank. I'll tell you what. Okay. We're going to offer them right now $500, and we're going to offer them, and we want a third. No, we want. Yes, we want it. Yes, we want a third.
What happens when zero of these?
A third of the shares of the stock.
A third. That's only a single for each of us. That's only
A third overall. No, between.
But a third of a. Divided by three.
Yeah, I do forget. Yes, that's correct. It is the three of us. We have to split.
You
it
can
between.
Have this one. Why do I get a piece? I didn't do anything. I just read the read.
No,
we're investing the initial $600. No.
It's one for one and one for all, my friend. Fuck that.
That's pot business.
Yep.
You know?
One of us eats, we all eat.
$670 a month or something like that.
Let's do this.
Well, all right. Before it gets too late, we have a lot to talk about still, and a do little we? Thing called Frasier. Don't we have the big Frasier Christmas Frasier catch up? The last time we talked about it, what did we talk about? Where it was like him trying to hook up with the old ladies.
What did we talk about last time?
That was where we left it off. So
shit, I have.
We might have three to do. You know.
Oh man!
Drop the ball on that one. I don't remember what we talked about where we left off last. Do you? Red Rocker.
I just told you guys we left off on like when they were trying to fuck those milfs, those blind dates.
All right, sure. So yeah, what are you asking?
Yeah,
so what's
what
the question?
Happened after that? And then what happened after that? And then it was the Christmas one.
That's correct.
Let's focus on the Christmas one.
I was going to say, my two most recent episodes was the one before the Christmas one and then the Christmas one. So, like, as far as my memory goes, let me
just break down. I'll just tag it real quick. What about the one where Frasier, like, pretended to be, like, an old crippled man so his son could get a piece? You know?
Yeah, right.
That was a good one.
Yeah, no.
And then,
no,
like, wasn't the one before, like, two plumbers, Daly. One crane? Yeah. You know?
Let's slow it down.
Andy Daly.
Andy Daly got brought, like, I agree. No, episode 9 was, like, I just watched this, so I kind of feel like it's fresh in my memory, and it's, like, blowing my mind a little bit. I'm like, holy shit, Andy Daly. It's a good,
that was a good
that's a good poll.
It's got to feel
it's
like
good,
a big, yeah,
like he
it's got to feel
job.
Like a big moment for him.
Like he usually does.
I feel like
I
anytime I recognize someone doing something. Like,
he doesn't
like
get enough recognition. I feel
he doesn't.
Like.
I agree.
He almost out-craned the crane.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, yeah, there's that.
What about him hurting his little wee legs?
Well, it originally was the one leg, right? And then he tried to play it off, was like, oh, it's this leg. And he's like, what about the other leg? He's like, all right, you got me. He started with a fib.
I think that's getting too close to it. Didn't they pump him full of, like, you know, hormones to, like, because he was like a frail old man when they started it. And they were like, we got to juice for it. And they, like, juiced him up.
They juiced him up. His collagen. Don't they do that in the knees or whatever? Some sort of collagen injections.
Right. You don't want to be focusing on that.
That's like why he has to wear those special like orthopedic shoes, if you ever notice. No more cool shoes. It's like the old man stomping shoes. It's like all sponge.
I feel like whatever they do to like Joe Biden is like, or Donald Trump, like whoever's
right,
like,
the
like
cocktail.
High up, yeah, that right. Yeah, like allegedly there's something out there where it's just like it just, you know, turns you into like oh, hey, I'm 30
juice.
Again, but like you still have an 80-year-old body. You know?
I know what that is. I actually know what that is. It's like I watched this
episode of
I'm gonna make it real quick. It was like with Bill Maher and like Roseanne Barr.
Oh, dude,
dude, you know, yeah, like no, that one podcast that he does?
Yes. Bar on Mars.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She was talking about how she just got done being on, like, or talking to Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan owns, like, a hospital or a doctor's place where they give people, like, old people, like, steroid, like, injections, like, mixed with, like, all these, like, fluids and vitamins and shit. And it's like this new treatment, and it's supposed to give you like a whole new lease on life.
Roseanne's
like,
a little crazy, so who knows? Like, right. What she actually is like. I mean, it might like. I feel like there's a little bit of crazy and a little bit of truth.
She was crazy. She came off crazy as fuck on that interview.
Right? Like, she started snapping. She's like,
she's 70.
Well, I feel like some of it was also her trying to do a bit, but like mixed in like her beliefs, like
her being 70.
No one wants to hear it. Yeah. Have you ever talked to any 70-year-old? Now imagine like you're 70
no one wants
years
to hear it.
Roseanne
no one wants
Barr.
To hear. When I turn 70, I'm gonna like sit alone in my house and like wait to die or like talk to my cats. Like that's like what I'm gonna do for everyone.
Not me. I'm gonna lecture my children about how it was back in my. No, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna have like three broom children that I like talk to. You know.
I feel like I'm not going to worry about anybody but like myself.
We're getting off topic. We have Frasier business. Okay.
Ooh, yeah,
so
yeah.
the second episode. What happened this second episode, you know, before the Christmas, right?
Yep.
What happened?
Are you
some sort of, he was trying to get the new appointment, or he was trying to be a professor, and he had to like impress like the dean of Harvard, but like the dean of Harvard thought he was a drunk. And then he, like, got stung by bees, right? And then stomped into the classroom and fell down, right? What are we thinking? Good?
Red Rocker?
Bad? Hello?
Hello? Uh-oh.
Well, it's our show. What did you think, Trent?
Okay. So, like, I feel like as far as, like, episode... What are we talking about here? We're talking about episode 9 or episode, say, 2?
The one before the Christmas one.
That was the plumber one, right? Yeah, that was
It was,
the
like, some sort of tea roulette where they, like, put whiskey in that drunk, put whiskey in one of his drinks. And
I
then,
thought it was kind of clever how, like, they made Alan the assistant, and, like, all of a sudden he was like, where'd you put my scotch? He looked at the globe, and he looked in the book, and they look in the lamp. I'm like, dude, that's what a real drunk does, though. That's like
it's true.
It's perfect because it's like it's funny, but it's also kind of sad and pathetic because it is kind of really, if you know a real drunk person, that is kind of what they do. Like I knew a drunk guy that would like hide vodka like in the dishes. You know what I mean? Like his wife would do like because his wife didn't trust him. You know, and he'd be like, "Oh, I'm just doing dishes," and he'd hide like vodka in like a dirty dish, like a dirty glass, and he'd just like, "Dude, that's how that there's a
that's
level.
Great.
There's levels.
It's like dude,
that.
This is like it's like my dish drawer smells like booze. It's like yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
it's like you just like mix the toilet water with like rum, and then you just drink out of it. Like just letting it mellow, honey.
Dude, drunk guys have like really interesting stories. Like opposed to like you know like crack." Heads, they're just like, I sucked a dick for a crack rack. Like, okay, great. But like, drunk dudes are just constantly like, dude, what did you do? Dude, I knew a guy. Well, I didn't know a guy. I knew my father-in-law knew a guy who he fired. Who, when he walked out to his vehicle, he saw him. He ran. Okay, this is genius. He had a windshield. You know, like in your vehicle, you can like press the windshield washer fluid.
Yep.
Like thing, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
With
so he,
booze.
Yeah. He put vodka in there, ran a hose to it, and they caught him. They walked up on him with the hose in his mouth, like in the parking lot. And this was like in the 80s, dude, in a union
before
construction
flat,
job.
Like
they were like, dude, this guy's wasted every day, but they couldn't figure out how. This was in the 80s. They didn't test for it. They just wanted to like be able to actually catch him and fire him for it because he was just so drunk every day. Like, that's very clever. That's what I'm saying about alcoholics. Like, they have very interesting... If you ever find an alcoholic, dude, listen to their stories, because they're very entertaining every time.
I know a few.
Yeah, yeah.
What they can remember, at least. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
All right, so let's get to this Christmas episode of Frasier. Let's take it through the pros, the cons. A little pretentious. What did you think?
Oh, the Christmas episode?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you think?
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest.
Walk
with
us
you.
Through.
Like, mm-hmm. as far as, like, I loved how they tied, like, pretty much everything together. You know, like, there was, like, the Niles where, like, they kept, like, he'd kind of call in. you know, and like, you know, drop mm-hmm. like the old, like, oh, and like, you know, they, but like, obviously he kind of apparently wants nothing to do with the show. Right. So it's kind of like, almost right. like they're like, fuck you, Niles. Like, we're still going
to, we still own your name. Yes. Or we still own the right to say it. Correct. So we're still going to yeah, say it, I love you it. Know, like you're yeah. going to be calling in from time to time. yep, we yep, have yep, your yep. child.
Hey, there he is. Hey, did we lose you? Hey, Red Rocker, what were you doing?
I knew you were making your way back.
I was interrupted, but I came in just in time. It sounds like
attaboy. All right. So where we are right now in the talk, we were on
Niles
episode
on the phone.
9.
I got it.
Yep. We're at episode 10, and we're kind of going through, what is it, the best of episode
Frasier
10.
Is a little sentimental because he saw a dancing Santa Claus and he misses Daddy and the pup, you know,
first Christmas without him.
I'll be honest with you. I kind of felt that a little bit, not like only because I've like lost somebody that's like close to me. So it's like you kind of feel a little mm-hmm. bit around the holidays when you feel somebody. That's
the holiday funk.
You're like, God mm-hmm. damn it! Like if that person, because you know, especially if you miss somebody that's like with you every Christmas, it's like, God yep. damn it! You know what I mean? Like
it
if
sucks.
Especially someone that actually brought life to the party. It's like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? It's like, God damn it! You know, and everybody's like, and then it gets somber. Like every Christmas, it's always like a. Oh, I wish we were there. And everybody's like, yeah, and then we have a toast. And I'm like, dude, this is goddamn it. You know what I mean? It's like every year. You know what I mean? And mentally, I have to like get ready for it. So I don't like, you know.
It's the little things that you grow to hate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, I get used to it. I used to hate it. You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to get bitter about it. But as I grow older, I don't know. I just kind of get, I don't know. I don't know, man. I just get used to it.
It doesn't sit well. It just, then you feel maybe good, and then you feel bad, and then you just like,
yeah,
you
don't remember the
good
times, but it's
just,
it's
yeah.
not good enough, you know? It's like, you know, you can't, it's not, you can't bring them back. So it's like, you know, it's about all you got is the good times.
All right. So he misses his papa, and him and his son decide to throw a little party. All right. Lo and behold, they order too many Christmas trees. Right.
So far, it's got the makings of a perfect disaster.
So here's where I think that setup was adorable. When he said 124 Christmas trees versus one, one chair, but he was supposed to order 124 chairs, right? That's not 124 Christmas trees. I have a house, right? I mean, just watch the episode one more time. And I'm like, okay, that's like 30 Christmas trees, dude. You know what I mean? Like this house. Like, it's
I thought
not,
it was 15 chairs and one tree, but then they got
those.
I have
to rewatch
confused.
It. I swear I just watched it. He was like, he's like, dude,
what was with the
100...
kids? That, like he ordered a junior quartet and then it was just like little kids. Is that what it was?
That was great.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. No. It was funny because, like, they played like shit. And then it was all lonely. That one little kid played like an excellent violin symphony. He's like, oh, so you can play now. And the kid
oh, Tannenbaum,
like,
yes.
Yeah.
Before we get to funny. Roz coming to town,
yeah.
do you think the Black Dean hooked up with that fireman? And
oh,
where did they hook up
the
at?
No, you're right, though. And that was excellent.
Is that going to be a slow burn, or is this a one-and-done situation?
I don't know.
She's after
I mean,
Freddy, but maybe she's working her way.
Do you think they hooked up, or do you think her being a nerd and like looking for the new or like the paper ruined it, or do you think he was still good to go?
I think it worked out. I think it's a Christmas.
I think she's a smart, sassy, well-to-do professor looking for a hot, you know, whatever.
Do you think they hooked up behind the trees?
You know it, man, and you know this.
Hey,
I don't know if it's that cold out though. I mean, you're definitely. Doing it inside, right? I mean, let's be fine.
Well,
let's
merge these two concepts. If you've got a funk around the holidays, I mean, wearing a sweet black tux is like the way to do it, right?
I mean, yeah. Old boy was looking proper. He was definitely looking
like I think
yeah,
black
yeah,
tux
yeah,
is
yeah.
only this Christmas for
especially
sure,
for
right?
a fire like a firefighter. It was like, all right,
just the higher elites,
like,
you know,
plan your
oh, no,
seasonal
the fire
moping
guy.
In advance and like look sharp doing it, you know.
Yes.
Well, they have to look classy because, you know, Frasier's a fancy lad.
Right.
You know? Ugh. You know?
Oh, you're
but
not going to
mess up.
What if you were just wearing a bowler hat? You'd be okay with that, though?
The bowler hat is always like, no matter what you're doing, that hat is, you poop in it, you wear it, you look fancy in it.
When it's chocolate it love like that one, yeah, definitely. It matches everything.
It does. Somewhere in time.
The Derbs.
Chocolate rain.
All right, so then little Freddy's present came for Papa Frazier. Guess who it was?
He paid to bring an old flame for out of town. Is that basically like what that boils down to?
Yeah. So
did they hook up ever?
They hooked up once.
On
this main series.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Do you think they hooked up for this time around?
I know they want to make it seem like not, but they were holding hands in the hallway.
Yes, thank you. Like, that holding hands in the hallway, but, like, I feel like, okay, so here's the thing. If there wasn't a bunch of people in his apartment, they would have followed.
Well, there's that. I would also take it one step further.
Did we remember?
Have you ever had an ex come from out of state? There's, like, certain expectations that come with that.
Not out of state.
When they come from out of state, that's, like, a little extra zhuzh on it. Like, no matter what you got going on.
Sure.
Like, yeah, that's kind of expected, I think.
She's back in town. Right. And what else is she going? Where else
is she going to stay at? She could stay at Fraser's place, or she can, like, go back to her hotel, I guess, right? Like, what would you pick?
Frazier has all the best booze, so
Frazier's literally, and look, like, the way they portray him is he's made of money. They always brag about, like, literally, like that one episode was okay. So, like, his son brought back, like, that one hot girl that he's trying to, like, date, right? And, like, he tries to play it off with the broken leg, right? And the first thing she says is, like, oh, this is a, I don't even know what that, it must have been some fancy scotch or something. I don't even recognize the name. And she's like, this is more than I make in a week. And he's like, yep. And he's like, she's like, well, can we drink it? And he's like,
it's a looking wine.
Yes. He's like, he's like, well, this is my dad's house. And that's what precipitated the whole, my dad's,
senior.
Yeah, he's going through all
the old. Can you bathe me, Freddy? Can you wash my balls, Freddy?
Do you think, like, for a season finale, he ends up with Diane?
I do like how he was the wingman at the end, though. You know, he was,
if you were known as, like, I mean, would it be wrong if, like, Freddy goes to the bathroom after gets banging that girl? And then, like, he's confused, supposedly, like, he wanders in. You think that's cool?
If she's down with it, why not? Right? I mean, if she's cool with it, it is what it is.
Frazier,
Frazier.
What order, if you're the babe, do you do them in?
You'd be like, you remind me of my first wife, and then you'd crawl in.
I feel like obviously you do the firefighter first, and then, like,
I would say not. Like, I would say
No. I'm listening.
It's like a Colonel Lingus.
As Frazier would say, I'm listening.
Frazier Lingus, the warm up.
Yeah, before he's ready. The warm up.
Frazier Lingus, I love it.
Before you're ready for that old Freddy, what I'm saying? Before we get too far, I have to say something. It just came out of my mind.
Uh-huh.
That one guy, his name was Andy Cosmic. Don't you think that's, like, we know someone that? Do you think that's what he should go by? That?
Yeah,
he should go. That should be new name.
As soon as I heard it, I didn't want to say anything because I'm not trying to call old boy out.
Right,
but we're
not saying his real name. Yeah, but Andy Cosmic.
If there's a certain proper gentleman,
I think he's tried to make that work in the past and, like, had no luck. 20 years ago.
He did try that.
Yeah, maybe 30 years ago.
Well, guess where it would work? On a certain podcast. If a certain somebody would decide
he won't listen. We were at Thanksgiving. He was there. He goes, like,
such
he kept,
shame.
Like, raving about he's how he's Generation X
ones.
And he doesn't listen to podcasts.
Oh,
and he doesn't
he ain't
like
Generation
podcasts.
X.
He, like, was, like, announcing it very proudly in a room full of, like, Gen Xers. And he's, like, basically, like, they think there's an actual date where you can determine it. Like, I'm, like, come on now. What the hell are we talking about? And then, like, I, for the record, have two podcasts, so definitely falling in team, like, millennial, I guess, but, like,
we are technically millennials, like,
and
we
actually,
are
like, it's fine, but, like, I don't know, like, why
I'm,
the hate toward,
I'm like
we're first
barely,
gen,
I'm
we're
barely,
like first gen millennials, we're the hipsters,
barely a millennial, like,
I think the
definition.
Real,
I'm
but,
like,
but why would you announce
like
that you hate podcasts at Thanksgiving?
Two months.
By the way, I hate podcasts. It's like, just like what everyone's saying.
Did you go out of your way for, to say you know? Don't like podcasts?
Wait.
I love this so mashed potato and stuffing, but I hate the podcast.
Exactly. Like, I mean, that's what caught in my craw.
I'm not offended, but I'm just curious because it's like they're everywhere. Like, I feel like out of all the, like, there's a huge array of people that I know he likes. Like, you can't tell me there's not one podcast that he likes. I'm not saying it has to be us, but there's not one person. Like,
he
that's
has podcasts.
Like,
he,
like,
you know.
As a matter of fact, Red Rocker here was the whole reason why I got turned on the podcast, because he got me onto Comedy Bang Bang. And I was like, oh, this shit's pretty funny. And then classic. I started listening to other people. And then I'm like, Stand dude, and like, here's the thing. Like, I listen to anybody. Like, if you have a good guest on, I listen to Joe Rogan. He has good comedians on. I don't care. But I mean, I don't listen to every Joe Rogan podcast. I'm not going to listen. If he has like Andrew Huberman on, I don't give a fuck what that fuck. I know who he is, but I'm not going to listen to two. But if he has a good comedian
yes,
on,
I know who
I'm gonna,
he
like,
is too.
Theo Vaughn or like Stavros Helkius. He's another good one that's coming up that, like, I hope he's coming to Milwaukee pretty soon. I'd like to see him. Like, dude, he's funny as shit. Like, he's, like,
you know who's making his rounds now? Titus. What about Titus? He has a podcast. Remember Titus?
Oh,
yeah.
Off.
He hates Trump, too.
Okay, here's the thing. I brought up Tosh, and I listened to, like, three episodes of his podcast, and he refuses to have, like, like, dude, I'm telling you, you should check it out. It's like,
is it funny?
No, here's the thing. It's just like Tosh. Like, he completely mocks. He calls it Tosh Show because it sounds like Tosh.0. And every single time he kind of addresses it, but it's like you can clearly tell that like Comedy Central's like, you know, like there's a thing between the two of them. You know, kind of like Conan and NBC had a whole, you know, like
he wishes.
You know, well, I'm just saying, like, you can really tell there's like some definite like bad blood like between. So what I'm saying is like his first episode with his Liz, what was it? His
gynecologist.
Wife, right. And that was, you know, whatever. But like he had another one that was with like his like next door neighbor, and he's like this like French guy. And like I'm telling you, it's like, I don't know, it's like listening kind of to like an episode of like Tosh.0 minus the like YouTube clips. You know what I mean? It's like all of like Tosh's like, okay, like, well,
seems pretty good.
Like,
I'm gonna have to check it out. Give it
dick?
A rave.
And the guy's
review.
Like, well, maybe I did or I did. Like, I'm telling you, like the questions are like, it's not. I mean, it's not. Check it out.
I'm gonna check it.
Check it out. Right, check it out. Let me know what you think.
Like, I'll check it out if you check out the Titus podcast.
I will.
All right.
Agreed.
So he's still looking fresh. Titus is still making his rounds. You know?
Here's the thing. Like, I always liked Titus. He was a car guy. I used to follow the guy. I didn't know he was still doing shit, I'll be honest with you, because like
I didn't either. My like this dude I work with at work, he's like going to the cities to see like the like stand-up Titus, and I was like, what?
Okay.
I was like, what?
Yeah, sure.
I was like, he's still a thing. And then I like checked it out one day, you know, just like a brief 10-second clip, you know, like a TikTok ideally thing, and I was like,
nice. Yeah.
All right. What about, so we ended up with Frasier. Did we, anything else?
Did he hook up with Roz? Oz?
Did he hook up with Roz?
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to say yes. No anal. Or do you think that's the way Frasier rolls now? That
no, I don't think it's the way Frasier rolls.
No. Are you kidding me? Like, as soon as he saw a hole in his wall, he was freaked out about it. You think he's going to, like,
I thought he kept on getting like boners when he was looking at that gaping hole.
Wake and Bake to Tech is recorded on both coasts of Wisconsin. Dial the smoke mail by calling 414-YO-YO-CAL. Those O's are zeros. The CAL is spelled with a K. Check us out on Twitter, Mastodon, and possibly X.
Dark is the darkness as me.
Okay, very good.